Father's Day is rapidly approaching, and if your dad already has a garage full of tools and insists no more ties, then I suggest you try this episode's sponsor, Homefield Apparel. Homefield is a premium brand based in Indianapolis, creating incredibly comfortable, officially licensed collegiate wear from over 150 colleges. They dive deep into each school's history, finding unique logos and mascots to craft nostalgic designs. So for a Father's Day gift to knock out the competition, why don't you take your dad down memory lane of his college glory years when he was big man on campus? You can do this by making sure you head to homefieldapparel.com. Again, that's homefieldapparel.com.
There were some great events in football history on the date of November 8th. The NFL's longest field goals kicked. POTUS paves the way for the new and bigger NFL. And a new style helmet is granted a patent. All coming up in your football history headlines in just a moment. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. And today on the football history headlines, we are going to cover all the events of football history of November 8th. As we'll get right at it, we'll start with November 8th, 1927. Alan E. Kennedy patents a more sophisticated leather football helmet with U.S. patent 1648850. And next, about a half a century later, November 8th, 1966, President Lyndon B. Johnson signs an antitrust immunity for the AFL-NFL merger. An Associated Press article written by Frederick J. Frommer in the AP for January of 2010 gives us some details on the act. In 1966, the National Football League announced plans to merge with its rival American Football League. As cutthroat competition for the college players had led to some teams to be on the brink of financial ruin, the leagues turned to Congress to exempt the merger from antitrust laws. Thanks to the deft maneuvering by two powerful Louisiana Democrats, Senate Democratic Whip Russell Long and House Acting Majority Leader Hale Boggs, Congress gave its blessings to the union of the AFL-NFL merger. Within 2 weeks, the leagues were awarded an expansion team to New Orleans. If you remember back on our November 1st post, we mentioned how the NFL awarded the Saints that franchise. This AP article suggests that it was a thank you to some key congressional help. LBJ made it official on November 8th, 1966 by inking the deal. And out of that, we got our modern NFL and the New Orleans Saints franchise. And speaking of the Saints, exactly 4 years to the day later, on November 8th, 1970, in Tulane Stadium, New Orleans, Louisiana, there were a couple of ticks left on the clock when the New Orleans Saints were behind on the scoreboard by 1 point to the visiting and heavily favored Detroit Lions. The Lions had just taken a 17-16 lead in the game when Errol Mann booted an 18-yard field goal with 14 seconds remaining. The Saints started their drive on their own 28-yard line, and with a quick 17-yard pass from quarterback Billy Kilmer to wide receiver Al Dodd, who got out of bounds at the Saints' 45 with 2 seconds left. The Saints' brand-new offensive line coach, Don Heinrich, who had just taken over that role, surprisingly called for the field goal team to go out on the field. There was a hush over the stadium as everyone could not believe that they were going to try and kick a field goal from that distance rather than trying to pass to the end zone. After all, they were still on their own side of the 50-yard line. It would be a 63-yard attempt. And the reader must remember that the goalposts were positioned on the goal line in that era of football. Tom Dempsey was the kicker for New Orleans Saints that season, and he was born without toes on his right foot and no fingers on his right hand. To play in the NFL, he had to wear a special modified shoe with a flattened and enlarged toe surface. All of this culminated into one of the most dramatic moments in NFL history. Tom Dempsey trotted out and calmly kicked the longest field goal in NFL history to win the game against the Detroit Lions 19-17. The SI.com article tells of how Dempsey greatly surpassed the previous record field goal, a 56-yarder by Burt Reichenschar, who did it with the Baltimore Colts in 1953. There seems to be a theme of Louisiana in our football history headlines for November 8th, and we're going to stay right on that same path as we go to November 8th, 2008, Tiger Stadium, Louisiana State University. The University of Alabama had just become the number one ranked team in the nation the week before when Texas Tech upset top-ranked Texas. The Crimson Tide had not been in that top spot in the rankings since 1980, and their head coach, Nick Saban, who had coached at LSU before a short stint in the NFL, walked into Tiger Stadium for the first time on the visitor sideline. AI.com has an article on its website that describes the situation. Alabama found itself in position to seal the win with a 29-yard field goal as time ran out. LSU blocked the attempt, however, and took the game into overtime. LSU's second chance at defeating the Tide didn't last long. On third down of LSU's possession, Lee's pass into the end zone was picked off. Alabama finished off the victory with a touchdown run that clinched the 27-21 victory and the Western Division title for the Tide. That same day, November 8th, 2008, Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. Per OnThisDay.com, it was the 18th installment of the College Football Holy War, as Boston College defeated Notre Dame 17-0. Now let's take a break from our football history headlines for just a moment. Focus in on that subscribe button on the Embed Player. Click it so you get all the podcasts released right to you as soon as we release them. Also, you can reach us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Right now, I've got a message from one of my friends at the Sports History Network.
Hi, this is John Gidley. Join me each Friday for a trip into the football attic, where I'll delve into forgotten but noteworthy stories of the National Football League. You're bound to learn something new or have your memory jogged each week. That's every Friday, only on the Sports History Network and wherever podcasts are available.
Now, as we do each day on this podcast, we try to recognize the Hall of Famers in both the College and Pro Football Hall of Fame on their birthdays, and today we've got a special one. November 8th, 1964, Red Bluff, California, the safety from the University of Arizona, Chuck Cecil was born. Cecil attended Arizona, where he was a walk-on for the football program. Chuck was a player on a mission with a bit of a chip on his shoulder after no one would give him a scholarship out of high school to play Division I football. He proved the recruiters wrong by eventually earning consensus All-American and Pacific 10 Conference Defensive Player of the Year honors after his 9-interception senior season in 1987. He held the Pac-10 record for career interceptions with 21 when he completed his collegiate career. The National Football Foundation inducted Chuck Cecil into their College Football Hall of Fame in 2009. The NFF's website states that Chuck was drafted in the fourth round of the 1988 draft by the Green Bay Packers. Cecil spent 7 seasons in the NFL with the Packers, Arizona Cardinals, and the Houston Oilers. Cecil is currently the assistant coach for safeties and nickelbacks for the Tennessee Titans. That's it for our gridiron history for November 8th. Tune in tomorrow's podcast and pigskindispatch.com for your football history headlines of November 9th as we go over a game in Tuscaloosa, Alabama with number 2 facing number 3 in 2019, a Houston kicker setting a record, and another edition of the College Football Holy War. All coming up tomorrow, so make sure you tune in or subscribe. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Darren Hayes, host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcast. I hope you've enjoyed another great episode here on Sports History Network. Now, speaking of sports history, this episode was brought to you by Firefly Books, and they have 2 great ones for you this summer.
For basketball fans, they have the NBA 75, the definitive history by author Dave Zarim, who's appeared on our Jersey Dispatch podcast recently. He tells about the experience, the thrilling journey of the NBA from its humble beginnings to its modern glory. Uncover the untold stories of triumph, controversy, and the greatest stars of the game. This isn't just a book. It's courtside seats to over 75 years of NBA history. And for the golf enthusiasts, swing into The Golf Round, I'll Never Forget by Matt Adams. Relive 50 of golf's most memorable moments through the eyes of the legends themselves. From Garcia's triumph at the 2017 Masters to Nicklaus' miraculous 1986 comeback, it's the closest you'll get to walking the fairways with golf's greatest. Get your summer read on. Grab a copy of NBA 75 or The Golf Round, I'll Never Forget. Available online or at your favorite bookstore.